Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, so glad to see you today. We're going to talk about something, believe it or not, exciting. We are going to talk about coronavirus, core values, and your cleaning business. So I got to be honest with you. I hate doing something that everyone else is doing. I feel like you guys have all been inundated with coronavirus talk. And the last thing I'm going to coach you to do is kind of spend as little time dealing with this as possible. We're going to talk about exactly what to do, how to do it, and equally importantly, if not more importantly, what not to do. So that said, I do want to make sure that kind of as a leader of this community, I contextualize and help you guys get some data on kind of what, from my perspective, what you can and can't expect, and maybe some ideas of how to go forward and come out of this strong. So the good news is, and I think we lose sight of this quickly and repeatedly in a given day, is this is, well, first of all, huge disclaimer, right? I am not a doctor. I'm not a healthcare professional. I certainly can't read the future. I don't know what the government's going to do. I'm surprised as the next guy, gal, person at how badly the world is freaking out over this thing. So that said, this feedback is going to just be from a guy and gal that's been in business for 20 years. I was alive and had a business when 9/11 happened here in the States. And that was probably the last thing I thought that was disruptive like this to business at that level. Thank God this isn't on that scale as far as, you know, American fatalities. But I wanted to just take a minute to talk about how this can affect your business and most importantly, how you could show up. Because the reason I'm talking about this now is I feel like Cleaning Nation needs someone to stand up and lead and kind of talk about what this could and should look like. And the reality is your people, your team, your community also needs you to be a leader and stand up and lead. So the first thing to remember is this will be over, right? I think a lot of us are kind of settling into this is the new norm. This is my life. That is not the case. I think, you know, and again, can't say this enough. I don't know the future. I'm not a healthcare professional. And even those guys just have a more educated guess than I do. They don't know the future either. But I think the consensus is this will certainly be over. Best case scenario, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. Worst case scenario, maybe 2 to 6 months. And when we say this, that could mean lots of different things in terms of the severity and how it goes and all that sort of thing. Let me give you the good news and the bad news to that. The bad news is this is a big deal in terms of the economy. It is going to take some of the less committed folks out of the game. People not willing to jump in and really do the work and stand up and lead and take this as an opportunity to serve at a deeper level. The good news is, the flip side to that is, with all sorts of crises like this, at the end, there will probably be, we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff. There will be less people in the business. And typically it takes out the people that were dabblers and not really sure, not all uncommitted, and leaves more space for the people that have taken the time to become a leader in their space and really stand up and serve their people and their community at a greater level. Lots more opportunity for us to serve at an even greater level. So the important thing is to prepare for success after. The big overriding theme I'm going to talk about today is let's focus on what we can control. And I do this. This is a theme that has been for this community since we started, whether it's coronavirus or selling cleaning services or hiring or leading your team. We are always going to focus on the things that we have influence and control over, i.e. how we respond to the world and the things happening in it. And we're not going to focus on the things that we have no control or response or influence over, i.e. the things that are happening in the world and how people respond. So I really want to encourage you. The best way to not lead is to go, wow, we're just going to wait and see and hope for the best and we don't know and blah, 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 blah. The real leaders are going to take a line in the sand and go, this is how I'm going to respond. I am going to make sure we serve at a higher level. And I'm going to talk about how your core values come into that. And we're going to do that. Especially, we're going to double down on that and that kind of mental power and commitment when everybody else is freaking out. We are going to stay not freaking out. We're going to take the time to lead. So that said, I want to give a couple things that we're doing so you guys can know, because if you have any question, we, as you know, we have an event coming up end of April. People are asking if we're still going to do that. The answer is yes, as long as the government doesn't make it illegal, in which case we will obviously cancel the event. If they come out with a strong recommendation where they say you are not serving the community if you do this event, and they've kind of changed the numbers of people they recommend based on states and based on whatever, we're going to kind of take a wait and see. This, of course, as long as the hotel will keep us. So just want to let you know, we're gonna do everything we can to the event, but obviously if things come out of our control, we're gonna have to cancel it, or more likely just reschedule, because I really want to make sure we get all of those systems and processes into your hands, Cleaning Nation. So perfect example of focusing on what we can control, not on what we can't control. So if the hotel says we're shutting down, there is no space for you, we'll probably reschedule the event. If the government says, hey, it's either illegal or we strongly are asking you as a community service not to do events, then we're going to do that because we want to serve. If neither of those things happen, we're going to be out there, right? And that's all we're going to do. We're going to focus on what we can do and not focus on the things that we can't control. All right. That said, for all of you elite Millionaire Mastermind, and hello, everybody. Sorry, Omar, Andrew, Christina, Jocelyn, I haven't seen you in a while, Tori, John Zapata, Omar, Daisy, Jason Johnson, Cecilia, Michelle. Sorry, everybody. Everybody is here. Didn't say hello. Yeah, Michelle says, any advice on a COVID-19 plan? That is exactly what we are going to talk about today. Okay. So the big thing I want to let you know, for all of you that are elite members or Millionaire Mastermind members, or somebody says I'm too low. Let me see if I can. I had that problem on my Millionaire Mastermind call yesterday, and we figured it out. I don't know. Wait. All right, there. I turned it up all the way. Hopefully that'll help. Okay. So if you are a cleaning, if you're elite, next level, or Millionaire Mastermind, we're going to do a private training just for you guys tomorrow. That information will be in the Facebook group. And for all of you alumni, we're gonna make a recording available to you. Okay. So again, let's get back to it. We are going to talk to, how do we respond with the, give me a COVID-19 plan. I'm going to give you two plans. One, we're going to always go back to our core values. I'm going to show what that looks like of us and our core values, so you can kind of see what that thought process looks like as you insert your own core values. And two, take a stand and lead. Dallas Campbell, good to see you, buddy. This is a terrible way to go about it, but I feel like a lot of people that we haven't seen in a while are here, which makes me happy. So we don't want to have bad things have to happen to get ever together, but I'm loving seeing all these guys and gals I haven't seen in a little while. Okay. So first, the two things we want to talk about is getting back to your core values, which is really, kind of part and parcel with the second thing we're talking about, which is leading, right? Leading is really understanding when times are good, when times are bad. We are the same. We have got the torch that we're going to carry. We're going to talk about how that could look. And again, it really does start with picking how we respond to stimulus as opposed to focusing on the stimulus that we can't control. So let's talk about what that looks like with core values. So our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. I'm going to talk about exactly what that's going to look like for us, so you can kind of recreate that conversation with you and with your clients and help lead them. So for be real, like I said, I wish, when it comes to business and a lot of stuff, I could be pretty confident and go, this is the right way to do it. I've done it. I've got experience with this. I've done it over and over and over again. Here's how to do it. When it comes to how to deal with a global pandemic, thank God I have very little experience in that, right? So I want to be real with you guys and say, hey, I've done quite a bit of selective reading, which is really, really important. I want to key in on that, because a lot of times people don't filter what goes into their brains, right? So that's part of the reason I want to kind of stand up in front of this community and encourage you guys. If you want to think about how the world is ending, you can, there's lots of websites, Facebook posts, social out there that you can get to buttress that. If you want to think this is a huge opportunity for service to your fellow man and to grow and have, when this thing ends, be positioned to take your business up level two or three times, you can absolutely find data for that. So I really want to encourage you to focus on what you let in your head. How that affects the be real conversation is, I want to tell you I'm not a genius, but I am able to contextualize all the information I've been cultivating from the right sources, people I trust, and kind of put that onto what that can look like for you. So what that's gonna look like for this community is I am choosing to lead to the best of my ability. That includes keeping myself aware of facts and not feelings, right? We're gonna talk about at the end how I really wanna make sure you spend as much time as you need to putting together a plan, right? And I'm assuming that's why a lot of you are here, like, hey, what does this look like? How do I do it? And as little and zero time other than that, right? So what I don't want to see, it can be so pervasive with jokes and online. And so wherever you turn, everyone wants to talk about the coronavirus. The problem is talking about the coronavirus just kind of in jokes or in I don't know or what's going to happen or what isn't really serving you. So certainly want to spend enough time to put together a plan and figure out what we need to do. And then we're just going to go on living our lives, right? So really important. That's kind of what I'm going to be encouraging you is I've made myself aware of the facts and I want to serve you the best I can, even if I screw up, right? We're having to make some decisions with the event, all that sort of stuff. Like I said, we're going forward, right? To the best of our ability, as long as it doesn't become illegal or the hotel doesn't shut it down. In retrospect, will that be a good decision? Don't know, but I'm going to do the best I can to lead and just be as transparent as I can. So for you guys, know that your team needs you to be real. So what I'd love to do is come in and be like, hey guys, this is nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's not going to hurt anyone. There's no extra work. Everyone's going to be fine. Let's all hold hands and sing. That would not be real. And it certainly wouldn't be leadership. The other thing I could do is come on and be like, oh my gosh, everyone just shut down. Everyone's going to close down. You're all going to go broke, blah, blah, blah. That would also not be real and certainly not leadership. So we want to make sure that we're being real in a way that is aware of facts, not feelings, and that we're serving our fellow human beings, not with panic and stressing them out, but trying to show them a way out. And the way we're going to do that is go back with and reconnect with your core values. For us, have fun is always a core value. It is going to continue to be a core value, right? I don't want you guys to walk around like zombies thinking, I have to be upset. I have to be bummed. The world is all happening to me and I no longer happen to it. As business owners, our first and foremost job is to bend the world to our vision, right? And as soon as the world's vision of fear and scarcity and everything's going to be bad takes over, we're no longer leading, the world's leading. So really important that for us, having fun is it. We're going to have fun during the coronavirus, right? We're going to have fun when stuff doesn't go right. We want to make sure that, especially in a time where there's some isolation and there's all this stuff going on, we want to make sure that in this community, we're still having some fun. All right. The next thing is help out. And again, I'm going over our core values, how this, we're kind of relating it to the coronavirus so you guys can have the opportunity to use the same mindset with your core values. David says, our contracts are currently on hold. We'll talk about that in a second. So help out. Actually, let's talk about it now. So help out for me. I'm going to talk about what that means for me and what that might look like for you. Obviously, this is the most applicable right now. So it can be, you know, we've got the shelves empty now, and it's not because there's a lack of toilet paper and food. It's because people are wanting to do the opposite of helping out, right? They're looking to serve themselves. So in times of upset and things going weird, leaders lead by stepping up and saying, I am going to serve others. We went through this deep on my Millionaire Mastermind call yesterday about how we can increase our service level, right? So it's going to be very easy for us to think about ourselves and our business and go, well, you know, how can I just kind of get through this and maybe I can still bill my clients without doing any of the work or whatever. The right answer is to lead and go, what are my clients needing now? Which, and again, a lot of this stuff is really what we should be doing every day, all day. It just doubles or triples down when it comes to when things go really well or things go, you know, there's some struggles, we double down on our core values. So we want to move from hiding and in fear and then thinking through proactively, what do my clients need now and how can I give that to them? So if a contract or some of your contracts go on hold, whether it's residential or commercial, I would take the leadership. Don't wait for them to call you and say, hey, what's going to go wrong? How do I need to fix this? Figure out what they need, because trust me, their needs have not gone away. They've just changed, right? The need for disinfectant and cleanliness and security and a lot of the things that we provide has not gone down. It has gone up. So it's a matter of not trying to figure out how to survive through this, but how we can serve other people at a higher level. And if that means modifying the cleaning that we're doing for them, eliminating the cleaning that we're doing for them, keep in mind other places that are going to have people that are going to need double and triple cleaning. They're going to need stuff disinfected. And we're on the front lines of that, right? When it comes to our team, we want to help them out. So the way we are already set up to be 100% virtual team. So I haven't had to have this conversation with my team, but up until the last 5 years, the last 20 years prior to that, I had brick and mortar businesses. And what I would, this is me, right? And I want you guys to kind of see that and go, okay, I'm going to take the things that work and ignore the rest. But I would have a conversation with my team and go right to the core values. Hey guys, we are here to help out. We are here to serve. We chose to get in this industry because we know how important it is for cleanliness and to save people time and to give back. And that's what we're going to do, right? And for those of you that are willing, let's get to work, right? And again, we're going to go on facts, not feelings. I'm not a doctor, but the best I can understand is if you are not elderly and you don't have any underlying pulmonary diseases, your immune system isn't compromised, this isn't a big deal, right? And guess what? You shouldn't have elderly sick people cleaning anyway. So we want to make sure that if we've got young, relatively young, healthy people, for me and my team, we're going to go out and serve. Now, there may be people on my team or your team that say, I don't want to do that. I'm not willing to be in. That's fine. We're not going to make fun of them or ridicule or make them feel bad. But we are going to get clear. And if they're like, hey, I'm unwilling or unable, that's fine. We're going to get, for me, I'm going to give them time off. It's not going to be paid. We're not going to hold it against them. It is A-okay time off. But for those of my team that are willing to go into battle and serve, that's what we're going to do. So the big thing is we are going to happen to the world and to our circumstances. We're going to go to our customers with a plan as opposed to waiting for them to say, hey, we're freaking out. Just put everything on hold. We're going to figure out what they need and go to them with a plan. We're going to, instead of waiting for our employees to freak out and go, who's leading us? We are going to decide this is who we are. This is what we stand for. This is how we're going to serve at this time. Maybe it involves cleaning. Maybe it doesn't, but you're going to have to figure that out for your customers and your employees. And some are going to want to go into battle with you. Great. Let's go do that. Some aren't. That's okay. We're going to respect that too. So that's me. You might do it a little differently, but the big thing for us is we're always going to be helping out because that's a core value. And the last thing, our last core value is make money, right? Again, I can't emphasize enough. The best minds are saying this is going to be over in a couple weeks to a couple months, right? A year from now, I don't want to say this will all be forgotten, but we'll be moved on, right? The most, and if you get pick up a history book, guys, gals, the most money to be made is always by doubling down on the helping out when things are tough, right? Rich people get extremely rich during recessions, during when everyone else panics and freaks out. The ultimately successful do not panic and they keep going at it. So the big thing is we are going to always go with our core values. And like the flip side of that on the make money is there's certainly opportunity for other people like, oh my gosh, I've got a fogger. I've got a piece of equipment that we can't get anymore. I've got sanitary supplies that other people can't get. Here's my opportunity to gouge. I guess, or I shouldn't say gouge because that's got a lot of judgment. Here's my opportunity to charge a bunch more. That's certainly one way to do it. The way that I'm coaching my team and my folks and our clients is we're going to use that as an opportunity to serve bigger, right? If we've got a fogger, you've got a client that you've been dying to get with, instead of overcharging them or using this opportunity to make a buck today, I'm going to use it as an opportunity to build relationships over time and really serve them at a high level. So the key thing is that hopefully you're hearing this theme over and over is we're going to stick with our core values, right? We're going to do what we know to be best and we're going to double down on the smart stuff as opposed to giving into fear and going the opposite way. We're going to lead our team, both internal and external, right? Our team of our employees. And if you only have one or two employees, we're going to lead them. If you don't have any employees, we're going to lead the family team, right? And then with customers, we're going to lead them as well with a plan. So we're going to go in honest. We don't have all the answers. We can't read the future, but we're here to serve. And here's what that looks like for us. And we are going to plan now when everyone else is freaking out and holding up and the opposite of expansion, right? Kind of shrinking down. We're going to expand and be ready when this thing is over. All the stuff that people want is pent up, right? Like all the going out and having fun and getting back to normal life. Everybody's going to want that and getting back to their service. And there's going to be a pent up need, right? So we're going to be ready as everyone else is shutting down, giving up, rolling over and going, I guess these circumstances control my life. We are going to go, how can we follow our core values? How can we serve more, be more real, help out, help people make more money in this time and establish ourselves as leaders? So when this is over, we really have a tribe that knows that they can count on us. And we come out the other end stronger, both with our employees and our customers. So the big thing I want to leave you with is we want to spend exactly the amount of time that you need to spend to come up with a plan where you stand, to communicate that plan with your customers and your employees. That plan should be based on your core values. And that's it. 100% of the time should be spent on leading, growing your team, figuring out how to serve, taking your business to the next level. If we focus, Christina says it's encouraging. Thank you. You're absolutely welcome. If we focus on the things that we can't control, whether that's the coronavirus or the flu or World War III, or cancer, or all this other stuff that we can't control, that's what we're gonna bring into our lives, and we're never gonna be able to take a minute to get any joy or serving or anything like that. So here's a perfect example. Mickey says, isn't it irresponsible putting employees in harm's way? Again, Mickey, I'm giving you my two cents. This is what I do with my employees. First of all, we're not putting anyone in harm's way, right? We're not forcing anyone to do anything. I'm going to say to my team, hey guys, hey gals, we are here to serve other people and they desperately need us, right? They need this disinfecting. They need us to clean. They need to make sure that we've got a clean atmosphere so we don't spread this disease. The goal of our country, the world at this point, is to stop the spread of this disease. And we could do that in turn by disinfecting and cleaning things. So I'm going to be all in. Let's go do that. Now, for those employees that want to join me, let's go. Is there a risk? Can people get sick? Yes. Can people get the flu? Yes. And I understand this is, you know, they say it's like 10 times more deadly. Yes. I don't know that that's the case if you're a 30, 40, 50-year-old person that doesn't have any underlying causes. So for me, the decision I'm going to make for my team, if I had one, again, we have an online business naturally, so this isn't the case, but I've owned brick and mortar up until then. I am going to invite people to come out and serve with me. I'm not putting them in harm's way. I'm giving them an opportunity to come out and serve, and they may get sick. And guess what? Every single day that you send your people into homes, daycares, businesses, they absolutely have the chance to get sick. So yes, you, and again, in retrospect, we might look back and go, boy, Mike, that was stupid. Everyone should have stayed home and no one should have done anything. I'm calling it the way I see it. I'm going to take the risk. Like when people ask if we do the event and I say, I'm going to do it if it's legal. Not only will we do it, I'll be hugging. I'll be shaking hands. That's just where I'm going to be. I'm putting myself in the same harm's way that I'm giving my employees the opportunity to use. Felix says, hey, what about mask use? Best I've read, doesn't do anything, so I wouldn't have it. People feel better using it. God bless them. They can do that. I'm not going to stop them. But the best minds I've read, the mask use isn't going to be a big difference. So the big answer is I want to make sure that I'm not getting too much into the details, because I want to kind of show you how I'm going to lead this community and my team and have you take the benefits from that or the ideas from that and lead your own team. The key is I'm going to, and I'm encouraging you to spend as little time on this as possible. I'd love to see 90, 95% of your time, your mental energy, your passion, your efforts, loving your family, loving and serving your community, loving and serving your employees. Obviously as leaders, we need to spend some time, you know, I'd like to say 5 or 10% of our time figuring out a plan of what this is going to look like for us, how we're going to communicate it and how we're going to serve and really expand our influence and our positive impact on the world during this time, not shrivel up and die. But the last thing I want to have you guys do is just like, even me, I'm taking a Facebook break. It's only going to be my groups and that's it. Even a news break, right? I'm going to intentionally go get the information I want from the sources that I trust on this coronavirus thing. And that's it. I'm going to keep it out of my mind because I want to be completely focused on leading and serving and helping you guys. And if I'm going, oh my gosh, this is everything. The world's coming to an end. This is going to be blah, blah, blah. I'm not serving you guys at all or anybody, not my family, not our employees, not you guys. So I want to make sure that the big thing I'm focusing on, this isn't a permanent thing. This is certainly a test. At the end, we're going to, you know, people say that alcohol doesn't change who you are, it just brings out who you are. I think this is the exact same thing, right? If you are a powerful, strong person that's committed to serving and changing the world for a better way, guess what? The opportunity just increased tenfold to do that. If you're not, if you're a fearful person, this is just going to bring that out. So I really want to encourage you, go back to your core values, lead your team, lead your community, and lead with service. And spend as much time on the positive things that you can control, i.e. what you do and how you serve, and as little time on what's happening in the world that you can't control, what the government's doing, what the virus is doing, what other humans are doing. Let's focus on us and how we can serve the community. All right, that said, if you would like our help, if you're like, holy crap, I need help walking through this, I needed systems and processes and know how to kind of effectively organize and grow my business before, but holy heck, during this, I really need double support. I really need help to do this leadership that you're talking about. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We are, for at least the next week or two, offering complimentary sessions with our coaches. Usually we have you kind of go through some other stuff, but we're gonna let you just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can book a time with one of our coaches to put together a plan for you and your business. We are here for you. We want to serve. We've got, I think at this recording, five coaches online ready to serve and help. So if you'd like our help walking through this, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can get our free on-demand training, hundreds of broadcasts like this. But if you want to sit down virtually and talk with someone and walk through a plan, how to get you where you need to go with your cleaning business in good times and in bad, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Can't wait to serve you guys. Be back soon. Talk soon. Stay strong. Lead big. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.